Grab yourself a soda or perhaps some snacks. Pick up your feet and let yourself relax. Allow Joe to take your coat and your hat. He welcomes you inside his home for a fireside chat.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. Come on in. Pull up a chair next to the fire. It's me, Joey G, of Fireside Chat with Joey G. Welcome to my humble abode. Today on the Fireside Chat, we are joined by Mr. Michael McCarty.
It's not very humble. It's palatial.
It is.
It's huge in here.
Yes, it's true. Jeeves, more caviar.
Please.
Oh, someone's tweeting at me.
That's not me.
This is the kind of thing that happens. Well, yeah, so for those of you who are joining us for the first time, this is the Fireside Chat with Joey G, where we just, you know, chat about whatever happens to come up. I have a special plan for this week. And for those, some of you may be joining us again, who followed us over from the previous home of the Fireside Chat over at Flash Fact. Those are now the lost episodes. I don't have any of them, so.
I thought I sent you a couple of them.
I think I have one or two of them.
It's probably the one I was on.
Probably. But yeah, so we're starting with a new number one. It's volume two, number one.
Yeah.
That's right. And we need to get to know your host and his guest. And I thought, what better way to do that than to dig back into my own history?
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get personal. We're going to get right deep inside the psyche of me. We're going to do that by reading Joey G's diary circa 1997.
Wait, how old are you?
According to the inside cover of the book, it's the secret diary of Joey Grzecki, age 10 and one quarter.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
10 and a quarter.
I was 17.
I briefly skimmed this.
I'm way older than you.
You are. I briefly skimmed this a little bit. This is some funny shit.
Is it? Okay. Don't let me down.
I'm very... I kind of pinball around from topic to topic. 1 minute talking about what level I finished in a video game onto whichever girl has caught my eye that week.
Wow.
Back in the fourth grade. I guess that's about grade four, eh? I think it's about grade four.
Might
even be grade three.
Nothing's changed.
No, not at all.
No.
I'm still the same old guy.
Still trying to beat Mega Man.
The thing that struck me mostly when reading this was how many video games I talk about, and I don't play any video games now. I haven't played video games really in years. So it's weird that such a huge part of my life is gone.
That's sad.
A little bit.
You can reclaim that pretty easily.
I don't want to, though.
Okay, that's fair.
Video games are hard. Yeah. I just suck at them.
Just don't have the eye. Don't have the eye of the tiger anymore.
It's true, I don't. But before we get into that, one thing we usually start off every Fireside Chat with is weird news.
Weird news.
Weird news stories.
Oh, dear.
Do you want to hear some weird news stories?
I do. Let's do it.
All right. This headline reads... House condemned after more than 200 gallons of urine discovered in jugs.
Oh, God. Did you just do this stuff to freak me out?
I mean, this one, again, doesn't bury the lead. It's just like, no, we're just going to tell them what's going on.
Yeah, I like it.
So this took place in Newtown, Connecticut.
Yep. Wait, oh, really?
Yeah, I know. Bummer. Police say that they found more than 200 gallons of urine in plastic jugs in a vacant home, but have not determined whether to charge the homeowner who stored it there. What would you charge them with? Improper storage of urine?
It might be considered like a bio, like some sort of biohazard. I'm not sure. It could be considered hazardous material, but I don't know about that.
I always thought it was very sterile.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but it's human waste, though.
I suppose.
So
it's also just you are being charged with just being fucking gross, dude.
Yeah, that's weird, man. That's hoarder mentality.
Have you ever seen
how many dead cats have they found?
The Trailer Park Boys.
Not often.
Ricky's dad. Pisses in milk jugs because he was on the road for so many years. That's just how he pees now. And like throughout the whole season, you just see piss jugs everywhere, like in random places, just lying around the park.
That's wrong.
It's pretty outstanding.
Have you ever peed in a jug? Like driving? Have you ever been caught in
no,
traffic?
I haven't.
Has it ever crossed your mind? Like, oh man.
No, I would just pull over and pee.
Yeah. But like if you were stuck in traffic, like in the middle of an over. Like,
you know, no, but it's never come up though. Cause
me
I've,
either. I was just wondering.
No, I've never done that.
Okay.
You ever piss your pants?
Well, yeah, it's when I was a child.
Yeah. What about, like, in a drunken stupor?
No, usually have... I'm quite controlled most of the time. Yeah, no, I'm good.
I once pissed my friend's pants.
I don't want to know.
Oh, you're going to, because okay. I'm going to tell you. I think it's probably, I bet you I was 10 or 11, and I'd slept over at a friend's house, and I had to go to skating lessons, and he loaned me a pair of sweatpants.
Yeah.
And I was at skating lessons, and I had to fucking pee so bad.
Yeah.
But you just wanted to skate. For some reason, didn't want to get off the ice.
Because you were having
so
much fun.
It takes so long to put on my skates.
Yeah.
So I just thought, I've got a great idea.
Oh,
just
Joey.
Pissed. I was wearing gray pants, too, so it wasn't really like a brilliant idea.
No.
So I felt much better.
Did you guys, fall on the ice be like, oh, I'm away?
No, I just was skating. I just kept skating.
Like, man, here's that kid that just pissed his pants.
And this, the teacher's just like, what the fuck is going on? And I just act like, what are you talking about? No big deal.
That poor teacher did not get paid enough.
The teacher, kind of looked, and I could... In retrospect, I can see the teacher thinking, what the fuck do I do?
Yeah,
but
do I do?
He chose to just ignore it.
Yeah, because he does not get paid enough to deal with you.
Yeah, we all just carried on. A 10-year-old pissing his friend's pants.
Oh, man.
So years later, I...
Wait, is that recorded in your journal?
It's not. I just remember this.
That's...
I don't think I wrote that in my journal. I also... let's finish this story first.
Okay, sorry. Jumping
this part made me giggle. Officers were initially called to the residence for suspicious activity and a possible break-in, but called in the drug task force when they smelled acrid ammonia and found hundreds of jugs full of a brown liquid.
Oh, that's so gross.
A dozen experts came to the site and looked at the jugs before they were determined to contain urine.
Yep, that's
we need
piss.
To get a bunch of fucking experts. People coming in, choppers coming down. They're like, okay, what do you think, doctor? You're looking at a piss. It took 10 people to identify the mysterious liquid as piss.
Oh my god, that would stink so badly.
Holy smokes. The Department of Energy and Environmental Protection spokesman Dennis Shane told the Connecticut Post that charges will likely not be laid against the homeowner, though that possibility has not been ruled out. Authorities called the house a health hazard and condemned the building. The urine was sent to a sewage treatment plant. I really would like that this, whoever wrote this article, was like, people are going to want to know what they did with the piss.
Yeah, man. Sewage treatment plant.
Because that was going to be my next question. What did they do with the piss?
Flush it down the toilet.
Oh, yeah, they could have, but nobody wants to. Who wants to go home to their family that day? Daddy, what did you do at work today?
Flushed 200 gallons of piss.
Yeah, I just was flushing piss all day.
Oh, man, that's disgusting.
He gets home, his kid pees his pants, just kills his child. Was driven to murder.
God damn it!
All right, one more little one. This one's not as weird, but I still think it's kind of funny. City worker fired after driving backhoe drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any other way, though, to drive a backhoe? Probably not. Yeah. Oh, that's true.
A city employee was drunk and sipping vodka from a thermos while operating his backhoe, has lost his job, his driver's license, and is going to jail for 30 days. He's only getting 30 days.
But it probably was stationary.
Yeah.
The backhoe is the one that has the arm, right? That scoops.
Yeah, the big one.
Yeah, it probably was stationary.
My favorite part, though, is how the judge describes it. Not just because, I mean, if I was a judge, I'd be like, the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
You'd be such an idiot. You go to jail for a little while, and when you get out, fucking don't be such a dickhead.
Maybe go to AA.
But this guy kind of goes a little bit over the top. He says, this is beyond the pale. This outrageous behavior. I mean, beyond the pale. To me, beyond the pale is if a ghost was drunk operating the backhoe.
Yeah.
That's beyond the pale. This is just some guy being
I'm not that surprised, actually, if I'm being perfectly honest.
That's pretty... this is Canadian, too.
Is it where it does say
It says Timmins?
I don't know where that is.
Assistant Crown Attorney, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't actually say what city it was in. It's just
that...
The
on a road crew all day.
Provincial
That's
court.
A pretty rough job, I would assume. That's a pretty monotonous rough job.
Yeah. The picture accompanying this article is just like a stock photo of a backhoe.
A sad backhoe.
And it just says, a backhoe underneath it. As if everyone's going, the fuck is a backhoe?
What the fuck is that?
Is that like a plane? So, yeah. That's... you know, in Canada and in the U.S., we are a classy bunch.
Yep.
Pissing in jugs and doing road work while
drinking
fucking
the job. Stay classy, North America.
Indeed. Well, so that's some weird news.
That is some weird news.
Do you want to get into The Secret Diary of Joey Grzecki?
I do.
Page 10, one quarter.
Yeah, Da Vinci Code's in there somewhere.
Oh, I think it will be.
Is that the Grail Diary? That's
Look at the
Grail
cover,
diary.
Though. It's this, cool,
What is it?
Boat. It's like a flying boat with, sails and bells and shit. It's kind of cool.
You didn't have a chance.
It's called The Ship of Dreams. It's literally what it's called. The back of the boat says The Ship of Dreams. Back of the book.
Did you dream of that boat?
I don't know. Let's see if I talk about it.
Did you, did you finish the journal?
No. I think
How far did you get?
There's stuff between this one and the other one I have. I think it goes up to, 90. Well, I think, the last entry is amazing. This is the very last entry in my diary.
Do you actually know that this will be my last entry?
No.
I had to command.
I barely know anything. It says September 5th, 99. Well, hidey-ho. And I lost interest in writing,
well,
and I wandered
hidey-ho.
Off. And that's it. Well, hidey-ho is dot, the last
dot, dot.
Thing. Not even ellipses. I just, like, in the middle of a sentence was like, fuck it, and walked off.
Wow.
That's the last thing.
So you were 12.
Yeah, at 12 years old, I was like, I'm too good for this shit. Okay, so... Now imagine me.
What's in the front there? Is that like a...
Oh, I drew my own family tree.
Okay, that's cool.
And then I also wrote a list of my enemies.
Who's your enemies?
Somebody named Todd. I don't remember anyone named Todd from school.
Todd.
And Mrs. Kemp, who I do remember. And I talk about her on the first page. She was a teacher I had who, in retrospect, wasn't so bad. Mm. But I didn't like her because she didn't put up with any of my bullshit.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I have my family tree. And also it says private, open, and die.
Fair enough.
Now, this is not the diary of a serial killer.
All right.
Now, this also was the diary of a man who...
You do have the handwriting of a serial killer.
I'm
actually,
10.
No, you know what? It's not small enough.
It's not too bad. I'm
I need
10.
To be more cramped.
I've never had small. Okay.
I have big handwriting, too.
So get ready for a lot of, like, sentence fragments, video game thoughts, and random observations about the girls in my class.
All right. Yep.
All right. March 12th, 1997. Dear Journal, 6:40 p.m. At the start, I was actually doing, like, updates
date
throughout
time.
The night.
Oh, throughout the day.
But I think I abandoned it when I realized how boring it is. So
I masturbated.
This is literally the
I
first thing.
I masturbated again.
This is... No, that would have been, like, 13. I wouldn't have probably written about it either. I also like this century later on. Sorry, it says July 19th or 20th? Question mark.
Really?
Like I don't know what fucking date it is.
Just
I don't know what it is.
Like the last page. Or maybe I assume that you do
all right.
Every day.
So here we go. This is the first sentence of the journal. Here becomes the journey.
All right.
Oh boy, what a day!
This is off to a good start.
So far, he's a chipper guy.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
Happy. Things are good.
I wonder what happened.
Oh, no, it's actually not, oh, boy, what a day. It's more like, oh, boy, what
oh
a day.
Oh, boy. Ooh,
yeah.
Charlie
First,
Brown.
I got shipped into Kemp's dungeon, bracket, her classroom, just in case anyone reading is like, oh, my God, are
oh
there
God.
Dungeons in
Where
your school?
Where'd
they
go?
I must have been reading, like, Roald Dahl.
Yeah, exactly.
She told me to
it's
move.
The Dickensian book.
So here's why I got shipped into the
Novel.
Dungeon. She told me to move, and I did, and she said thank you, and I said, oh, gee, you're welcome. But I said it, like, over cheerfully, and she made me write an apology letter. Sheesh.
Wow, you were a shit
I was
then.
Like, yeah, oh, I'll move, but I won't be happy about it. I'll give you
Oh,
attitude.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're so welcome.
And you threw the cunt word in there, didn't you?
Is that, yeah, probably. Yeah.
I probably don't have to put word at the end of that. I could just say...
Okay, now this part is also really funny because clearly at some point in the future, I went back into my journal and started editing things.
Oh, wow.
Because I scribble stuff out and write in different names, but I can still read what they originally say.
So what did you scribble out?
I'll get. So at first I said, I guess we're finished with the dungeon story. Now we're moving on to, I have a big fat crush on Carly.
Mm.
But I've scribbled it out and written Jenny, so apparently I was like, fuck Carly.
Fuck Carly.
It's all about Jenny now.
Yeah.
She is very cute and nice. She's funny too. Okay, now we're done with
Who
that
Who are we
thought.
Talking about? Some, Jenny or Carly? Or do they both
I'm
meet
talking
that
about Carly here, but apparently I went back and was like, fuck Carly, Jenny is now the one.
Yeah, I've sort of deleted you. That's actually really funny.
In retrospect, yeah, I don't really remember this Carly person at all. I do, however, remember Jenny.
Did Jenny meet that criteria?
At the time, yeah, but this is the funny part. When she came, she moved to Toronto in like grade 6, if I remember. When she came back, she had gone full goth.
Oh, nice.
And she was like a tiny, petite, cute little person. And then she came back full on goth, raving into like ecstasy and shit.
Oh, awesome. Oh, yeah. That's,
and she was still really nice, but like it was bizarre. And
that
was in grade 9.
Raves.
She was the first person I met who was fucked up.
Yeah.
But I wonder what ever happened to her. Anyway, she's very cute and nice and funny, too.
Let's Facebook her.
So, yeah. So then we move on to my next thought, because this is really like pinball in here.
Yep.
Mr. O is really nice. That's it.
Teacher?
I think so.
Okay.
I seem to remember Mr. Owens being a gym teacher.
Oh, man. Really?
I think he was... You know what? He started off as my social studies teacher, then he became the gym teacher.
Did you
That's
like gym?
No, but I liked Mr. O.
That's fair.
Okay, again, now we're on to the next... There's no paragraph breaks. It's just each thought.
Oh, wow, really?
Oh, yeah.
Is
I almost,
this still the same
this
day?
This is one day. I almost got my butt frostbitten. It is really cold. All right.
Wow.
Okay, now again, this is the same day.
I feel like you should... Yeah.
And apparently someone named Colin is about to earn my ire.
Okay.
Raising my ire. Colin's got it all over the class. He says I like Carly. I do. I just said I did.
Colin is what?
Colin said has told everyone in class that I like Carly. That dick.
Oh.
I do. And I wish I could just say, so what if I do? But everyone will make fun of me. Yeah. Back when, like, I have attraction to a woman would be like, you fucking faggot.
Yeah.
There was a time where it's like, I hope no one finds out that this girl I kind of like. Okay, now this is the part that blows my mind.
Okay.
This does not sound like me at all. Mom read us part of the Bible tonight at supper. It was pretty cool.
What did she say what it was?
No, just that it was pretty cool.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I have no memory of my mom ever reading the Bible to us.
Wow,
ever.
You should ask her about that.
No, because then it would just get into
Does Rob remember that?
Again. I'll ask him. But
why would he get into a fight?
Because I'd be like, remember when you used to read me that bullshit that I have since turned against and think you're crazy? All right, 6:55, I felt the need to come back and point out that I was going to watch Are You Being Served.
What was the first
timestamp was 6:40.
Oh, wow.
So 15 minutes later. Basically, I finished that paragraph,
and then
I was like, I better update them.
You better update it.
Like, I had another thought. I'm going to watch this show. Yeah. And then 9:07, I was playing Game Boy, but it got me mad.
What happened? See, nothing's changed.
This fucking game.
This is too hard.
And then I got that with the bed.
Okay. Fuck you, Kirby.
Now, already I've gotten tired of the timestamp and just moved on to, like, generalities.
Dates.
March 13th, 97, evening.
What was the jump between...
one day.
Okay,
we're up
good.
The next day.
Oh, you're keeping it
up. we just go to evening. It's
yeah,
very
evening.
General.
Evening.
Okay. Pretty darn good day. I think Mr. O is tired of our noisy behavior. He kept us all 5 minutes after school. So far, that doesn't sound like
a doesn't sound like
good
a gym
day.
Teacher.
Yeah. And then I just said, I'm reading The Secret Diary of Adrian Mole, which I actually, to this day, still think that's a great book.
I don't
read
that
a couple
is.
It's a really funny book. And I still like Carly, so if you guys were... And there's an exclamation point.
But
so.
Did you scratch that with Jen?
No, I didn't. I guess I got bored of editing and just skipped. And then we go to March 16th, so much for the consistency. March 16th. Rented Pilot Wing 64 and Cruisin' USA for Nintendo 64. They are really
what?
Cool.
What?
Pilot Wings was, was one of the launch Pilot games Wings. For the N64, and
gotcha.
Cruisin' USA was a car racing game.
Gotcha.
I think those N64. Are like my favorite... memories of playing video games was the Nintendo 64.
Which one's the N64?
That's the one with the controller that was like...
It was like almost like a plane, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. And then it like...
The first,
but it still
like,
had a cartridge
one.
On
yep.
it, though. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's what GoldenEye
exactly.
came out. Okay,
yep.
yeah. I know. I gotcha. I'm with you now.
Okay, so March 18th, 97. 8:32. Now I'm back into the timestamps.
Yep. Okay.
Dad said I did great. Doesn't say what I did great at.
Well,
just
know.
That I did great... And he said we could get two Nintendo 64 games. Rob's going to get Star Wars Shadows of the Empire.
Yeah,
he
is. That's a great game.
That game was fucking awesome.
That game was awesome. Rob has good taste.
And I'm going to get Mario Kart 64. Also a good game.
That is a good game. I can't tease you about that.
No, you can't. Well, and Mr. O kept us 50 minutes after school.
Why? What did you do?
It doesn't say. Like, I assume he was...
I assume your dad didn't know about that.
Yeah, I guess. I really contradict myself a lot. What a great day. Everything bad happened.
Yeah. Well, you were an optimist back then.
Yeah, I guess.
What happened?
I don't know. Maybe it was all those Bible stories.
Yeah.
March 19th, 97. No timestamp, so this could be any time.
Okay.
I had quite a day. I fell 3 times into slush, 1 time pure water.
That's not slush.
I know. It could be like the ocean. He has no idea. He doesn't care. I had piano lessons today and met a very cute girl. Now, I have since scribbled out cute and written in goofy. So apparently I met this girl later again. Yeah. I was like, this fucking girl's a pain in the ass.
She's goofy, man.
But I never learned her name. And then there's like a little addendum. It's Sarah. I went back afterwards and was like, her name is Sarah.
Oh, nice. Just because you were looking back and like, oh, wait, I remember
her
now.
What's that girl? Oh, yeah, it was Sarah.
Sarah.
She was goofy.
Okay. Yeah. Goofy Sarah, I remember her.
But the weird thing is that the two notes are in different color pens.
So you went back after the fact.
I went back twice.
Probably like a week later.
I found out she was Sarah.
Yeah, and then you put it
I went
in.
Back and I was like, oh, fuck.
And then you
found
out Sarah, you put in it's Sarah, and then you got to know her a bit more and be like, man, this chick is goofy.
I vaguely remember this girl. I remember I used to go to Okotoks for piano lessons.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And I remember because my brother and sister and I all took them. And so during their lessons, you'd have to find something to do. So we'd play in the parking lot.
Does Holly play piano?
She's actually a very good pianist. She's the only one who can really play very well. Rob's pretty good, too.
But Rob's musical, though.
Yeah, I took 5 years of lessons and I can play Jump by Van Halen.
Yeah, I can't play anything. I did like 2 years and it just never stuck.
So anyway, I'm hoping that she'll be there the next time. So I guess we'll see later on the diary if she comes back.
I'm excited.
Tomorrow is the book fair at school. Oh boy.
Oh, so now nothing has changed.
I do like books.
Yeah, exactly.
I can remember being way into Animorphs at around this time.
Animorphs.
It was a Scholastic series.
Was it like
about these kids who could turn into animals?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And the covers would always have like the picture of a kid morphing into an animal.
I remember seeing those,
Okay, so now Carly has fallen out of favor. It goes This is great.
Carly's a bitch.
It says, Carly went from the apple of my eye to, and then you know how in comic books they have like punctuation marks for swears?
Yeah.
I did that.
Oh, you did that. What is that called? The,
yeah, I don't know.
It's not winging.
It's kind of like
it's
bleeping.
Called something. Yeah, yeah. What did you bleep?
But then
is
I
went. Is it apparent what
it's
you
like,
probably did?
Probably, it's like I don't stars. Know. It's like four letters. So she went to the apple of my eye to shit of my eye?
Yeah,
or
shit.
Fuck.
Yeah.
But I also went back crap afterwards. Of my eye. Clearly, and thought that sounds stupid. Scribbled it out and just wrote in tiny letters "is a jerk."
Yeah,
I was like,
"Carly's a jerk."
Even then, I was like self-loathing, and like, "This is stupid. You're an idiot."
I dated a Carly, and she was a jerk.
Was she?
Not that you're Carly, but my Carly was turned out to be a jerk.
Well, turns out she was too. Maybe it's the same Carly.
Maybe I don't think so.
You were
because we would have been dating at that time.
Good point.
Yeah.
And then I asked the diary to pardon my language. She's just so mean.
I'm sorry, Jesus.
I apparently, other than exclamation points, didn't understand punctuation. There's no periods,
no
commas.
You know what? Most kids don't.
Yeah.
I still don't.
Blah, blah, blah. Mom gave me some new markers and pencil crayons. Exclamation point. It's great. Exclamation point.
You are really easy to please.
Yeah. It's just like, this girl sucks, but hey, pencil crayons.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. I'm going to draw me some shit.
I'm actually really good at punctuation, for the record.
I am now.
I am now.
I punctuate
said I wasn't,
text
but
messages.
I am. I don't punctuate text messages.
I have to go to school early to clean my desk. It's so annoying. Now, I remember this happening a lot in my childhood.
Why? What?
My desk, because back, you had like an actual desk that was yours that had like a...
Yeah, and you like flipped up the lid.
These ones didn't flip, they just went in.
Yeah.
But mine was always...
How messy was it that you had to come in early?
Mine was horrific. Just like...
I
honestly don't know how a person could have done that. You know how my car looks most of the time? Like that. Only fewer, like, chip wrappers and shit. Now that I think of it, yeah, it's exactly like my car looks.
Okay,
if you looked at
right.
my car right now, you'd be very ashamed of me.
Oh, Joey, why do you do that? Just pick bringing the garbage in with you and you finish with the wrappers.
Nobody ever gets in my car, and then when they do, I end up being embarrassed.
I get them, like, twice a year.
Pardon my garbage.
Yeah.
Used to be when Peter Olson lived in Calgary,
yeah.
Whenever he'd drive with me, he would clean up my car.
Yeah.
Anyway, I saw a great TV marathon. I vividly remember this marathon being on the TV Land channel. It was called Bob's Bob Newhart Newhart Marathon.
Oh,
it was
God.
A whole week of Bob Newhart Marathon.
How old are you?
I watched so much TV Land at this age. Like, I wasn't watching shows that were on then. I was watching shows that were on the fucking 70s and 80s.
Wow.
I'm also reading Garfield Out to Lunch. Usually when you say, oh, the book I'm reading, it's not usually like a Garfield collection. Anyway, I was reading it.
I never got into Garfield. Did you?
Garfield is the reason I read today.
Really?
I didn't like reading until I got into Garfield and Asterix.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I never got into Garfield.
Anyway, I beat Super Mario Land 2. It was fun. Yeah, which I remember that was a Game Boy game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was originally an NES game.
Mario Land was originally
Game
Boy.
I don't know if I've ever played Mario 2.
Mario 2 was the weird one that's nothing like any of the other games.
Yeah.
Bender, stop chewing your blanket! Because... when it came out, the actual Mario 2 was eventually released in the United States as Mario the Lost Levels for Super Nintendo. But the real Mario 2 was just they changed the sprites of this other weird game in Japan because Mario the Lost Levels is so hard.
I thought
it was too hard.
I've never played it because I played the Super Mario Brothers,
yeah.
And then I played 3.
Yeah, 2 is the one you can play as Peach or Luigi or Toad as well.
Never played it.
It's actually pretty cool, but it's totally different than any of
Okay, gotcha.
Let's see, where are we? Okay, I can't get the last 15 stars in Mario 64. We still don't have our Nintendo games. Dad has let us down.
What?
We still don't have those new Nintendo games.
Oh,
my dad has let us down. He promised us those on the 18th, and it's already the 19th.
Wow.
Yeah, why am I all of a sudden like, we don't have these fucking games yet?
God damn it,
Dad.
You said I did a good job.
Yeah, he said we did great. Turns out.
Not so great.
And then I got to Aboard the Terror, which is level 11 in Rebel Assault 2. That was a PC game. Star Wars PC games.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, they were the ones with like live action actors in the cutscenes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And they're pretty fun.
It was like a disc game, right? Like a CD-ROM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now here's one of my more random like misfiring brain cell sentence fragments.
Okay, I'm ready.
There's a big Space Jam fad going on and I'm getting into it too.
Like that's Space it. Jam, like Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
and Girls
like
Barkley.
Everybody get up! It's time to slam now.
Wow!
So I remember seeing that movie like 5 times in the theater.
I saw it probably once.
I loved that movie, and then on DVD, I don't know how many times I've seen it, or VHS, I guess.
I probably saw it a couple times on VHS. That was when basketball was really, really. I guess it still is, but like, but that was when Michael Jordan was playing and Charles Barkley was playing.
Yeah, I never
that was exciting,
knew anything
man.
About basketball. All I ever watched was hockey
I never
and knew. Wrestling.
Nothing.
So it's kind of, no, I don't watch hockey at all anymore. Oh, okay. I have no interest in hockey, but I do watch a lot of wrestling.
How was wrestling this week?
It was great.
Yeah,
it was some good stuff. Yeah,
I don't care.
I'm listening. What's that? I'm going to bring my Simpsons Sing the Blues cassette tape to school tomorrow. I remember that cassette tape actually.
Why?
Just I don't know.
You're gonna listen on your Walkman?
I didn't have a Walkman.
I just brought it with you.
I guess
you just wanted the.
Hey everyone, look! Yeah,
hey guys.
I kept it. It was like a security blanket.
Yeah, kept it in your
pocket. Just knowing that Do the Bartman was only minutes away.
Just in case.
It
can't hurt me.
I remember on that CD there was Do the Bartman was the first song, and then there was also Homer Simpson singing Born Under a Bad Sign, the Albert King.
Oh, that sounds so familiar.
It's so stupid. It's kind of funny. And then I'm listening to this.
It's crazy how much money The Simpsons has made over the years.
No kidding. Like, it's in like this 24th season.
Yeah.
That's insane. The Flames are playing San Jose tonight. Good. So we could actually look up March 19th, 97, season one.
I wonder who won.
Yeah. Do we care that much?
No.
Not really.
Probably San Jose.
On the weekend, I might get to see Star Wars Return of the Jedi, the special edition.
Oh, wait.
No, I did. I remember when I saw it. And
I'm trying to think if I ever saw that one. I know I saw New Hope.
I saw all three of them, I'm pretty sure, but I loved Jedi because I liked the musical number because I was 10.
Yep. You know what? I really liked
the Jabba's Palace musical number when they like...
Oh, yeah, they put it back in.
A big singing and dancing number.
Yeah, You know, I probably did see it. I don't have vivid memories of it, though. I remember seeing New Hope very vividly. Yeah. I remember seeing that at the South Center Movie Theater back before it was Indigo.
That's where I saw Space Jam.
Yeah, so I remember seeing it there, and then that eventually like went away. I don't know when that went away, but...
I can remember, this was probably towards the beginning of my obsession with Star Wars.
Okay.
I mean, maybe not because
before that stuff, there wasn't a lot out.
No, there was books.
There was, yeah.
I read some of them, but I probably hadn't read many of them by now, because I was only 10.
Yeah.
Okay, March 22nd. Yay, awesome day. First, I passed Aqua Quest level 3. I have no idea what Aqua Quest
is. Space Quest or something like that? Or like it's probably one of those Sierra design games.
Maybe.
Like, you know, like King's Quest and Aqua Quest. Do you remember any of those?
I remember King's Quest. I loved King's Quest.
Yeah, me too.
And Police Quest was a good one, too.
But there was a game called Space Quest.
Yeah.
And
maybe there was Aqua
guy.
Quest.
And maybe it's like Aqua Quest is similar to that.
Level
you know,
3.
What kind of games are those called?
Like those hot point and click adventure games.
Yeah, and you'd have to like choose what you would do.
Yeah, those were really fun. Actually,
they actually were fun. I'm sure we could find like what is that called? Yeah. Like a version of it online.
Oh, of those you can get them on Steam.
Okay.
Yeah, or on goodoldgames.com, GOG.com.
GOG. Okay. Yeah. I might look into that.
Again, now you're about to hear how easy I am to please. First, I passed Aqua Quest level 3. Then I got a fruit punch Snapple. That one in the diary. I was like, holy shit, you guys.
Oh, man.
Seriously, sit down, you're going to fall down. You're not going to believe this. I got a fruit punch.
No, why did you start writing all this down? Like, what was the impetus of this?
I can remember very clearly.
Do you think like this was going to be like in the annals of
I don't know why I chose these things to write down, but I know why I started the diary, because I was reading The Secret Diary of Adrian Mole.
Oh, okay.
Which I shouldn't have been reading at 10. I didn't understand any of it. It's way funnier when you're actually a teenager or when you're an adult. But anyway.
Yeah.
And, okay, now good. We get some follow-through. Dad took us to Toys R Us and we got
and?
Our games.
Oh, good. Plotline resolved.
Rob got to level 6, which is Gaul Spaceport in his game, Shadows of the Empire. I remember that one.
Did you only have one Nintendo?
Yeah.
So you had to share.
Yeah, and then I also got Mario Kart and the Air Fun. Okay, March 23rd. Today was great. I beat Shadows of the Empire. It didn't take long.
No. How long was it?
I remember that game having like 13 levels. I remember you could beat it in like 2 hours if you
really
on easy mode. I never played it on hard mode.
Okay, expensive.
March 24th, 97. I just watched the Academy Awards. No commentary whatsoever. Just
okay.
So we don't know who won. No idea.
2097. I don't know what that would be.
Okay. April 1st, April Fool's Day in brackets. I went to my dad's class on archery. I remember him teaching classes a lot when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And it was real fun, and I played a few April Fool's jokes. No elaboration.
Shot a guy with an arrow.
Yeah, it should really be like, if this is meant to be a document for me to look back on in my golden years, I should have more detail than, played some jokes.
Yeah.
A few fill in the blanks.
Yeah. That's all.
Oh, I get to bitch more. Okay, April 6th. School start. My penmanship improves between April 1st and April 6th.
That's good.
That's weird.
Maybe you really worked on it.
I must
have. You started holding your pen right.
I used to get in a lot of trouble for my penmanship.
Yeah, me too.
Now it's fine. Eventually, like, we had to do, like, cursive writing.
Yeah.
I had teachers finally say, you don't have to do it anymore. You suck.
Just stop.
It was just so bad they
just
couldn't read
it.
So, April 6th. School starts again tomorrow, which means, eek, back to Mrs. Kemp's math science classes.
Oh, no.
God damn it. Okay, now, bear in mind, this is only about 2 weeks since I started the journal. I have fallen in love with a girl.
Wow, who?
Named Jennifer, which I have since crossed out and written Jenny, because there was two different girls. One Jennifer named Jenny, and one named Jennifer.
Wow.
Jennifer was technically my first girlfriend in grade 6, but that would be like 2 years after this.
You have fallen in love. 2 years after? Wait, how old are you in this?
I'm 10. Well, so.
Isn't that grade 6?
No, I'm probably in grade 4 here.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm in grade 4 here. Anyway, the best part about this is I fall in love with a girl named Jennifer. Fortunately, she doesn't have a clue. Thank God.
I will pine. Can you imagine?
I remember that was like my lot in life for a lot of years.
Just to pine.
Just like the worst thing that could happen would be for someone to know that I was in love with them.
So how did Nicole find out?
I probably told her. I don't know.
Eventually.
I think actually Nicole had to tell me first that she liked me.
Oh, and then that gave you the courage?
No, because it was still like she's told me that. Okay, that's the story I should tell with her. But she finally like came out. So
we're
on a walk. She's out visiting some friend from high school.
That's
some dude who probably was way better at professing his love to her than I was.
Yeah,
but like she came out, told me that she really liked me, and my response, and this is a quote, you can ask her, was bonus. Yep, bonus. That's it.
Wasn't that in the book?
Because I don't know. I wasn't writing that shit down then. I wish I was, but bonus. And then, like, a week later...
And did you say anything?
Nutted up. No, because, like, someone had told her that I liked her, because I don't know who found out from me. She was like, so I heard that you kind of like me, and I was like, And she was like, well, I want you to know that I like you, too. And I was like, bonus! And it was, like, the most uncomfortable moment of anyone's life. Pretty much. Like, it should have just been, like... It should have paused. I should have shrugged, and the music from Curb Your Enthusiasm should just come on.
Oh, my God.
Like, what a dick.
Bonus.
What a dick.
Don't you have anything to say to me?
No. Nothing comes to mind.
Yep.
All right, we'll see ya.
Yep.
About a week later, I did nut up and
thanks
ask her.
Thanks for the snacks.
And then she married me, so there you go.
And then
she... Not sure why.
What did you say when you guys got married? When you asked her to marry you? Like, what did she
say? The best part about that was that, like, I spent about 10 minutes convincing her that I wouldn't probably be able to ask her to marry me for a long time.
Oh. And then you...
and then I was like, psych! I didn't say psych, but it was kind of like that. Like, I spent a while, like, apologizing, and, like, she's like, no, I understand. It's okay. We're... You know, money and stuff.
Right
I was like, yeah. And I was just like, boom! And then she, like, cried. It was great.
In your face.
Yeah, I don't know why my big move was, like, first I should convince her that she'll never
first
go
I should
anywhere
lie
with
to
me.
Her face.
Yeah, first that she should think that she'll never go anywhere with me because I'm a loser. And then be like, psych! I should have been keeping a journal then.
Yeah.
I would like an explanation.
Wow. I wish you could go back in time and witness these pivotal moments in your life.
Yeah, just be like, what are you doing?
Doing...
let's see. So luckily she doesn't know. I'm excited for the next family dance at school. I remember they would have dances for the junior high, and then they would have a family dance for the younger kids.
So
they
and
they were actually called family dance.
So you would bring Rob and...
Oh yeah, everyone would go. Sweet. And they put the chicken dance. And the grade fives get to go too, to go to the last one. No. And the grade fives get to go too. Okay, I'm in grade five. We've established that now.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
The last one was great. I have just finished reading The Diary of Adrian Mole.
Wow, you took about a while.
Yeah, it took me... 2 weeks. I am working on my Lego Starship. It should be done tomorrow afternoon.
Woo woo! What kind of Starship?
We must double
it?
Our efforts.
It wasn't Star Wars, probably. It was something else.
I don't remember.
It was like
I don't
space
remember
police.
Having a Lego Starship. I hated following the directions.
Oh, really?
This probably was the one and only time I did. Tomorrow, Easter break will be over. I am sad. And now I'm reading the second Adrian Mole book. Come on, Joey, get back to the funny.
Yeah.
April 7th. My penmanship is now 10 times worse than it has ever been. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, you're in a hurry.
April 7th would eventually be my anniversary with Nicole 4 years later.
There you go. That's when you started dating?
April 7th, 2001.
Is that when you confessed your love by saying bonus?
No, that was probably like March 15th when I said bonus. But...
You should have a bonus day.
Okay, so the whole time I was like, oh, I don't want to go to school tomorrow. School's going to suck April 7th. I stayed home from school today.
What? What?
I have the flu.
Do you really?
Yeah. Well, I don't. It sounds like I did. I spent like it looks like 10.5 hours in my dad's like TV room watching TV. I hope I'm better by tomorrow. Maybe that's when my penmanship sucks.
I hope I'm better by tomorrow, but I kind of don't.
I also use a different pen every day. It's really weird. Like I must lose pens because every single one's a different color. April 8th. Yuck! I was sick again today, but I better now.
But I bet. I hunger.
The flu has gotten into my brain. I better. Soon I shall destroy the world.
I soup eat.
I woke up at 2:30, and for some reason I've written out 2:30 and not just used
not
the
just
numbers.
Two. Wow, really?
And I was awake by, and I was awake until 6:30 when I used the numbers for 6:30.
Well, you thought 2:30, you're quite fancy.
I switched halfway through, and then I watched TV. Tomorrow I'll be back in school. Okay, April 9th, went to school and rollerbladed.
Wow.
I guess I was just rolling around school. Joey, you want to come and learn science? Nope. Just rollerblading.
Boom, boom.
I don't remember having rollerblades, but okay. Today I got a brush cut on my hair as opposed to my ass. Yeah. Oh, I got, got a brush cut on my hair.
I brush cut hair.
My 10-year-old self is such a dick.
Yeah.
April 13th. I remember this. I saw a calf being born today.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm putting a tree in my journal now. It's just, all I say is I saw a calf being born today.
My God.
I remember
is that
my dad
the first time you've ever
to
seen
a
that?
Ranch to show us a cow being born.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
It was so gross. And then I start to draw a family tree, but I cross it off, and I did the better one up in the,
oh, okay,
in the actual.
Did you write like a C front of the journal?
No, I just put an X through it. Like, you'll figure it out. All right. Now, I don't.
How far
get
do you get
this.
In
I'm pretty sure this is like a joke from something else. April 14th. I did like me, Joseph.
Oh, you said
and then
the
my
bottom.
Dad. And then I do another fork and went, fuck, this is too small.
Yeah.
And so I started over here. April 14th.
You're all wrong.
This is my only update for this day. Dance! Ha ha, don't break into a foxtrot. It's like, yeah, I tricked you guys, right? Everyone reading or dancing.
Oh,
now.
I see.
Fucking idiot. April 20th. And that was my last entry for a week. I was like, I'll let that one sit in there.
Yeah,
sink
yeah,
a bit.
That's gold.
Ugh, sorry, my
well,
phone
I'm
is
spent.
Just texting. Okay. April 21st. Last Friday was the family dance. Oh, my God. We talked about this earlier.
I know. How'd it go?
Let's find out. I feel so silly.
Line.
You probably should feel silly most of the time, kid. I should have danced with Jenny. I really like her. I thought I was in love with Jennifer.
But then I pissed my pants.
Instead, I pissed
in
my pants.
In somebody else's sweatpants.
Holy God. That's pretty funny.
1997. So I'm trying to think what would be what would have been played at the dance.
The pop music from
would it maybe like,
97?
What's that Meatloaf song?
No.
I would do anything
no.
for love.
I remember things like the chicken dance.
Or,
I remember the Macarena being at this dance.
What's
big.
That Bryan Adams Robin Hood song?
They didn't play any pop songs, really. I don't remember. Like, the ones I distinctly remember are the Macarena. Bender, stop eating that blanket. The Macarena was huge at that time. Okay, May 6th. It's been a couple weeks. I vow to work very hard to become a good, organized person at home and at school.
What happened?
Yeah, and then someone went back, I guess, like, when he's rereading this, he went back and, like, added an addendum, like, from a year later, and it just says, getting better, Jojo, getting better.
Getting better, Jojo.
He's lying. He's not.
No,
his
he's
truck
not.
To this day looks
yeah.
like his desk from yeah. when he was 10.
You're procrastinating.
So May 19th, I'm really spotty here. Okay, so now I've gone back to writing Dear Journal.
Dear Journal.
Dear Journal, I have forgotten to write in you for a while, but I am here now.
I am very sorry.
I've been really busy. Right. Sure you were. Working towards my goal, but I'm almost there. In
What's
fact,
your goal?
I can write... Yeah, I thought maybe it was to be organized. I'm assuming it was to be organized. But I was so organized that I forgot to write in my
Organize
journal.
Organize your thoughts,
for like
kid.
3 weeks, yeah. Well, I have 120 stars for Mario on N64.
That's your goal?
I must have been. Okay, I'm going to kill you, you stupid dog. Stop eating your blanket.
Why is he eating his blanket?
Because he's a dumbass.
Bender.
You're so stupid.
And he's looking at me right
so
now.
So I finished that. Aww. I've performed every trick for it, but I've got to go. So TTFN, ta-ta for now. And then I write hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo like Digger.
What?
I actually write in the journal, gotta go. So TTFN, ta-ta for now. Hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo like Tigger. That's what he says at the end whenever Tigger is leaving on Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Well, that's what he did. What a fucking idiot this kid is. Yeah. June 24th. I'm picking up on schoolwork. Half day left of school. Well.
Half day? What?
I guess I've got... June 24th. I
oh,
forgot
wow.
to say. I forgot to write it again
for
over
like
a month.
For like a month, yeah.
But seriously, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm getting caught up in my schoolwork. School's over in half a day. Just in time. Okay, then the summer happened.
Are you supposed to be dead in your schoolwork at that point?
Probably.
Yeah.
But I didn't meet my goal.
Nope.
All right, so now summer is over. And we've gone...
Wow.
I didn't write it in the summer. August 15th.
I feel like the world has been robbed.
Right? Don't you wish that he was more organized? Yeah. If he'd met his goal, we would still have all these insights. Penmanship's getting better. August 15th, 10:30 p.m., Friday, smiley face. Dear Journal, wow, what a day. There were good parts and bad parts. He's not as optimistic as he used to be.
The world is weighing
him down.
He used
to be, everything's great, even though all these shitty things happen, but I don't care because Star Wars.
He's a bit more hunched over.
So one of the bad parts was that it poured rain all day. Oh, and I, Robbie, Holly, and Mom were out in it.
Aw.
Like,
did you call him Robbie?
When he was a kid, he was Robbie. Yeah.
Really? That's adorable.
Yeah. We started by going to Bonavista Computers, the place that's fixing our computer. I used to take my computer there all the time.
Man, I remember Bonavista Computers.
I would fuck that computer up so much.
Is it still there?
I don't know. Maybe. We had to pick up our printer because it won't work. To trade it at Future Shop on McLeod Trail, and the man said our computer printer outlet isn't formatted for our printer. So he gave us a disk to format it.
That was nice of him.
Yeah, thanks, guy. Yeah. Thanks, Future Shop guy.
It's pre-internet.
Also at Future Shop, we bought my absolute favorite computer game. And this time, for once, he's not an idiot. Myst. Myst is a good computer game. I loved Myst.
I never got into it.
I've gone through Myst like 10 times.
Yeah.
I bought it for the DS just so I could play it again, and it was the worst port ever. Then we went back to Bonavista and went to exchange a drill that Dad got for his birthday. His birthday was yesterday.
Oh, a drill from Bonavista Computers?
I guess.
What?
And we went back to Bonavista. It doesn't say we went... But if we were already in Bonavista... Look, the kid's an idiot. What do you want me to tell you?
Well, I'm trying to think. I grew up in Bonavista. Where would you buy a drill?
I don't know, man.
To
the store where my mom bought the drill, but the guy said we can't fix it, but we send it to the Makita store unless we wanted to go there, which we did. And by then, I was hungry. Nothing has changed. So we went to Subway. This is really weird that I actually kind of remember this day, going to the computer store in the rain and then going to Subway.
I wonder if it's because you wrote it down.
Maybe.
It's kind of like
maybe
capturing.
And because I got missed. It was a big day.
Yeah, man.
Then we went home. I may have missed some stuff, but I doubt it.
What happened to the drill?
That's what he says. Then we went home. I may have missed some stuff, but I doubt it. What an arrogant bastard.
Yeah. I want to know what happened to the drill.
Yeah. The world wants to know what happened to the drill, but this kid's like, you don't need to know.
Oh, man.
Then we had Boston Pizza for supper today. No wonder I'm fat. I mean, Subway and Boston Pizza. How about some fruit, Mom?
Where'd you get Boston Pizza from? Did you guys, like, live out in the...
Where we lived at the time?
Yeah.
Not where my parents live now. We lived there's actually... It was technically an acreage, but it was inside the city limits. Where? There's actually a condo there now about 10 minutes from your old house in Somerset. Like, it's... It was on 146th Avenue.
Yeah, okay.
Right where the condos are now.
Aw.
I watched a lot of movies. First, I watched That Darn Cat with the... I remember That Darn Cat. It was the remake. And the Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen Christmas Caper.
Oh, God.
And then Turbo, a Power Rangers movie. And now I'm in bed listening to a cassette underlined for no discernible reason.
Maybe it's... Did you have a Walkman at that point?
No. I remember I had a boombox in my room that I listened to
every night. Did you have headphones?
Nope.
No headphones.
To this day, I can't go to sleep without listening to something.
Really?
I have my headphones on.
You're a poor wife.
I have my headphones on. She doesn't have to hear it.
Really? You honestly can't sleep without music?
That's not usually music.
What do you listen to?
Audiobooks.
Oh.
Or like comedy. Lately, I've been putting on...
Doesn't that keep you up?
Netflix? Nope. I can't sleep without it.
Wow.
I know, it's weird. Ever since I was a kid.
Have you ever tried?
Yeah, and I just lay there and go, I hate everything in the world, and it's bad. It's not good. I can't do it.
I used to listen to music a lot, and then I... And I was listening to it in my headphones, and then I woke up a bunch of times with like the cord like wrapped around my neck, like quite tight, and I was like,
"It sucks."
So then I just stopped, and I think when Sarah moved in, four years ago, I stopped listening because I just did, and now I can sleep. I'm a really heavy sleeper. Like I can fall asleep in less than a minute.
I'm usually not too bad at falling asleep.
I'm pretty fast. Yeah. It annoys my wife, who can't sleep ever.
Nicole lately has been extremely a light sleeper. She used to not be a light sleeper until like 6 in the morning. It's because she's got a fucking demon growing in her.
I didn't want to say that. I didn't know if everyone knew yet. I assume most people know.
Yeah, this fucking idiot kid is going to have his own fucking idiot kid shortly. Yeah. This is
what you're going to have.
Yeah, I'll have a kid being like, I'm hungry, Boston Pizza, cassette tapes, there might have been a drill. Who gives a shit? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Brush cut on my hair. Dear Journal, and then I realized So I write Dear Journal, then I realize, oh, fuck, I didn't write down the date. So then, like, right next to Dear Journal, it says August 17th, 2 a.m. The fuck is this kid doing up at 2 in the morning writing his diary?
Nothing's changed, man.
I am so tired. Yeah, because it's 2 in the morning, fuckhead. This was one long day. First, I got up at 7:30 and watched TV.
What a hard day.
Poor guy. Bastard. Then I went to help Dad set up for his party. Yeah, I'm sure I was a big help. Then I went to the baseball game in Kenny McAllister's truck. I don't know who the fuck that is, but I was in his truck.
Man.
And he played his music so loud. We came back after winning 29-8. Again, I had nothing to do with it. I never played baseball. I bet you, you know what? I bet you my dad played softball.
Oh. And he must have had Kenny McKellerman?
Kenny McAllister? You know what? I think he was a friend of... I think he was the son of my dad's friend, and he was the DJ for their party, I think. Listened to CDs. Then I had supper and watched 4 movies with Rob Holly and Jolene.
Who's Jolene?
I don't know.
It's the female version of Joey.
We watched Moonraker, which is a good... I like Moonraker.
That's okay.
That's a good movie.
It's not my favorite.
And then we watched Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. Doesn't say which
one.
That's
not as good.
Then The Mask.
Like that's
The Mask.
A good movie.
And then First Kid. What was First Kid?
I have no idea. Is it probably like some sort of kid takes over and becomes president?
Probably it's like
very,
First Daughter.
It's a very probable scenario where a kid becomes the president of the
United
States.
Now I'm in bed, period. And then I write the letter A like I was going to continue, and then I was like, fuck it. So this time I actually gave up mid-word.
Nice.
I started at a sentence, was like,
maybe
oh,
fuck, you fell asleep.
Yeah, A.
Is there like a scribble line?
No, it's just the letter A.
Oh, okay.
Who gets distracted halfway through a word?
Not even halfway, in the beginning of a word.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably going to be and, because I don't have any paid attention to grammar. Anyway.
That's fine.
August 17th, Sunday, 10:24 p.m. This kid stays up way too late for a 10-year-old.
Yeah, man.
What 10-year-old is allowed to stay up this late?
Did you have a light? Did you share a room with Rob, or did you ever...
I did when we were younger. By now, I think I have my own room.
Yeah, I hope so. You would have been keeping him up, too. Rob's
no, I definitely had
Rob's room. Fucking Joey kept me up late again last night.
We had bunk beds.
In his gay journal.
Me and my brother had bunk beds, and my brother says he woke up several times by me falling off the top bunk. To the point where my mom had a spare mattress that we kept on the floor in front of the bed.
Is that true?
Because I would fall off the... And there was a bar! I don't know how I would get over the bar, and I'd go whoop and land on the mattress and not wake up. She'd come in the morning and I'd be asleep on the mattress, and Rob would just be like, "Mom's like, Drew fell again." He's like, "I guess." I can remember falling out of bed. Even
how old is that?
I have no idea. The bar was like a good 8 inches up too to keep you in. No idea.
You just took like a run at it.
I would somehow like roll up and over it, like. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't know what to tell you. Oh, boy. Okay, it's me, Joey.
Oh, hello there.
Oh, good. Oh, well, I didn't see you there. Okay, hi, it's me, Joey, and boy, what a great day. I like how positive he always is at the beginning. He's just like, oh, everything's so awesome.
What a great day.
He kept landing on his head when he fell out of his bunk beds.
It's all the concussions.
That's why the sentences are so fragmented, because the kid can't even think. His brain just scrambled. Yeah. Anyway, first I slept until 11:30. Then I watched TV. Then I got dressed. I don't do a lot. I do the same He does the same shit every day. He just watch TV.
Because you're 10. That's why it's hilarious that you kept a journal, because
nothing happened. You know what? I started writing a journal again this year. And I did all of January and February before I realized, oh my god, every day it's just like, yeah, I watched a movie and read a book. What else happened? That's about it.
It might be better to talk about your thoughts on those things that you've consumed. Which you do, right?
I guess. Sometimes I do write things like that, but... we're going to be reading that in 10 years, being like, what an idiot. So then I got dressed and packed my bag for my 2 sleepovers at Grandma and Grandpa's house. Oh, that sounds fun. I on a mattress here on the floor. Now, this is not the one I fell out of the bed on, dude. This is the one I'm sleeping in at my grandparents' house. But again, I on mattress. Me fall out of bed. I watch TV.
I soup.
We played bocce ball.
Oh, wow.
Rummy 500. Trivial Pursuit. Okay, there should be an and there, Joe. What's Ismo?
I don't know.
Apparently, we also played Ismo. Never heard of that. And watched Goldfinger. I like Goldfinger.
Man, you watch a lot of early Bond movies.
When I was like 10, I went through a major Bond thing.
That's a good phase to go through.
Tomorrow at 1:30 a.m., I'm sure I mean p.m., because there's no way my grandparents would take me golfing at 1:30 in the morning.
Best grandparents ever.
Wake up, fuckhead, we're going golfing. But Grandma, I'm tired. Nobody cares. Get up. I am reading Time Cap by Lloyd Alexander. I don't remember Time Cat very well, but Lloyd Alexander wrote the five Chronicles of Pride Inn books. The Black Cauldron is the second one that they did produce the movie, and those are some of my favorite books to this day. August 18th, Monday, 10:41 p.m. Had a great day. 10:41. I know. I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, they need to know.
Yeah.
This is for posterity.
I wonder if you like if you look at the clock when you before you started writing, or by the time you finished that sentence when you got to like it was like 10:41. Like you start writing at 10:40.
This is not the kind of kid who takes his time looking at this penmanship.
That's true.
He's just like, gotta get this down.
Yeah.
I had a great day. Ah, I wish I was still as happy and positive as this kid.
You are, kinda.
I mean, this kid, nothing gets him down. He's an idiot. He's worthless. And he's just, like, happy. Watching Bond movies. I do the same
watching
things,
cows.
But I'm not... I don't get it. I do the Good same birth. Things, but I'm not nearly as chipper as this kid.
Yeah.
The world got me down.
You gotta tap into your inner Joey.
Oh, I did that more on 13, 14. I had a great day first.
Here, let me push you off a bunk bed.
Yeah, if I get some bunk beds, maybe land on my head a few times, see if that helps. I got up and ate breakfast. Then we went golfing. Grandpa won. And then we came home and watched TV. I don't watch nearly as much TV now. Maybe that's what the problem is.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what's missing.
What do you do now?
I read more. You'd think that would make me happier. I watch movies
depends
on Netflix sometimes. Then I played tons of badminton. Like, so
tons.
Much badminton.
Oh, my God. That's
like, you have no idea.
I mean,
like, think of the most badminton you've ever played, and then, like, double it.
My white shorts were beige.
Totally.
From all of the badminton playing. I don't even know what that means.
And so then we watched Ernest Goes to Africa, and it's so funny.
Ernest went to Africa?
He did it in a lot of places. There's like 11 Ernest movies.
I hope that guy got paid.
My mother-in-law got us
like
a box set of all the Ernest movies
for
Christmas.
That's not a good gift.
It is if your son-in-law is Joey Grzegi. He's just like,
what was
yes, Ernest! My favorite was Slam Dunk Ernest and Ernest Scared Stupid.
I remember Ernest Scared Stupid.
That was the best
Ernest Goes to Camp.
That was good.
Ernest Goes to Camp is my favorite.
And
then
Ernest
Scared Stupid.
Goes to Jail was good.
Oh, I've seen that one.
Yeah. Ernest Goes to School?
No.
That was good. But the best was probably Ernest Scared
Vern.
Stupid. Hey, Vern! What do I mean, Vern?
I remember Ernest Scared Stupid. That was actually kind of scary.
I actually still, day-to-day, like, quote a certain line from that movie a lot.
And what is that?
There's a scene where, like, he's been told that the only thing that can defeat the troll is milk.
Yeah.
But he, like, fucks and reads it wrong and reads it as miak. And then he goes off on this tangent in the background about authentic Bulgarian miak. And all the kid's reading it, he's like, authentic Bulgarian miak. And so now whenever I go to the grocery store to buy milk, I always go, authentic Bulgarian miak.
Okay. You don't actually say that to people. You just say
it to my wife.
Yeah.
I say it to Nicole a lot. I don't go up to random people and go, hey, authentic Bulgarian miak. How you doing?
Yeah. Hey, how's it going?
August 19th, Tuesday, 11:42 p.m. It's like I'm a secret agent.
Well, it's like, I think it's almost like you're, were you a Star Trek fan?
I was.
I think you're
no,
it.
You know what?
I
was,
your
but not
log.
Yet. Not
this
yet.
Is your captain's log.
I was vehemently
captain's,
anti-Star Trek at the time.
Captain's
I didn't get
log.
Into Star Trek until I was about 13, and it
no.
was next gen.
When did next gen start?
87.
It was going at this point.
It was probably almost done. It was done. It started in 87. It was off the air. I was watching reruns.
Oh.
DS9 was on, and Voyager were on at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like
DS9.
I think you're doing your.
Maybe I am.
I think you're doing your.
I got to play Myst and go golfing too. It's weird that I talk about going golfing because I haven't golfed in. This is probably the only time I golfed. But I miss Graham and Grandpa. I watched The Beautician and the Beast. It was really good. What the fuck are you talking about?
What
that
is
not
that?
Good. It's a Fran Drescher movie.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Are you gay?
Maybe.
Little Joey might have been.
Maybe.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. I think he's in love with Jennifer. He hasn't mentioned her since. I guess, like, throughout the summer, he has not thought about this girl.
No.
He was in love with her. But now he's just like, I'm in love with Ernest.
September and Jennifer will have
Yeah, I have like, and then I have like a July to August relationship with Ernest.
Yeah.
And golf.
That's fair.
Okay, August 21st.
Oh, we're almost back at school.
I'm here at Carefree. Okay, that is where my grandma has, and still does, actually have a trailer.
Okay.
And we would go out there and it's like a little resort. And I met a guy named Andrew and went to bingo. Andrew was a really cool dude. First person I ever played D&D with was Andrew. I'd see him every summer.
Wow.
Whatever happened to Andrew?
Still playing D&D, man.
Maybe. We went swimming.
In a dungeon somewhere.
And they had a new game, Golden Axe. Oh, fucking yeah. And Andrew and I beat it. You didn't beat Golden Axe. Fuck off. There's no way. Golden Axe is huge.
I don't know.
This kid's lying to his
is
own
that...
journal. He's like, I want everyone in my journal to think that I'm better at video games than I actually
is
am.
Is that the one where it's like a...
It could be like a dwarf or...
And like, it's like a scroll.
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
A level.
That
a
was
level
a fun
game. I think I remember that.
And tomorrow we're beating Bubble Bobble.
Why don't you think you passed? You passed it.
Because there's no way. I don't. I would remember beating Golden Axe. This kid is lying to his own journal.
All right.
And then tomorrow we're beating Bubble Bobble.
I remember Bubble Bobble.
I love Bubble Bobble.
Was that an arcade game?
Yeah, but I don't think you could beat it. I think there was like 600 levels in that game.
Oh, okay. It's like Donkey Kong.
I'm reading Time Cat still. I don't know if I ever finished it. The Iron Ring, Dyad number 1, Book of Names, Animorphs number... These are all the books I'm reading. Wow. Animorphs number 9, Animorphs number 10.
Nothing has changed.
No.
You're still reading multiple books.
I remember this Dyad Book of Names. I only read the first one, but I remember... it was like this weird... There was these kids with magic, and they went to another dimension or something. And I only read the first one. It was like a Scholastic... One of those Scholastic series.
Yeah.
Okay, October 16th. We skipped September.
I wanted to hear the first day of school.
We've skipped the rest of August...
This is the worst journal.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I know, really? This kid is... Well,
how could you... I want to hear what happened to Jen.
I was in love with her, and now we don't even talk about her anymore.
She grew up so much over the summer. That's what I wanted
to hear. Oh, shit, you know what? There's like two other girls in this entry. No mention of Jennifer.
What?
October 16th, 97. You'd think that this kid was like up to his elbow in ladies, but they just didn't talk to him.
No.
He wished... And the best part was when I said, thankfully...
Can you... we talked to you about it earlier. When you told Joey that you liked him for the first time,
confirm or deny my first
Joey
words
say?
Upon telling you that I liked you for the first time, what was it?
Said bonus.
Yes, wow. I did. See, yes, I did.
I was hoping that would be in this journal, but it's not.
Am I not
in your journal?
By the time I met you, the journal is done. Like is I quit there, in 98 or 99.
Is there not a later?
I wish there was. Oh. I really wish there was.
That's my favorite story.
Well, let's see what he's up to in October of 97. Dear Journal, I haven't wrote in a while, but I've been busy. No, you haven't. Fuck you. What are you doing? You're reading...
Passing Golden Axe.
Yeah, you're reading Time Cat. You're reading Time Cat still. School has been on for about a month. Cat. Okay. What a cat if it travels in time.
Oh, God.
been to school for about a month. I read Martin the Warrior. That's a good book. That's one of the Redwall books.
Oh, okay.
I read and Hyacinth Bouquet's Hectic Social Calendar. This was a book that was like a tie-in to a British TV series called Keeping Up Appearances. Why that to me counts as reading a book, because it was just like pictures from episodes. For my teacher, I got Miss Wade. She's very nice. This woman would want to be my favorite teacher of all time.
Oh, that's nice.
This English teacher? I had her in grades 5, 6, I had her in 6 and grade 7, and I would go back. When I was in high school, I would go back and visit this woman.
Wow.
She was the best teacher I ever had. We have 5 new students, 3 girls, 2 boys. The girls are Andriana. She is very nice, very sensible, very strong person.
Very sensible? Wow. She's got a good head on her shoulders.
Now, here's the funny thing about this girl. I'm not going to say her last name, because what if she hears this?
Andriana.
This girl was a fucking disaster.
Really?
This was a girl who I recall, my friend Brendan told me in high school, after I went to a different school, she talking to him on the bus and saying, "Hey, do you still talk to Joey?" And he says, "Yeah, we still hang out all the time." And she said, "That's so nice. I wish I could have a friend."
That's sad, man.
I know. I think she meant
that
like...
That doesn't make her a disaster.
I'm pretty sure she meant like, if I could have a friend like that. But it just came out, "I wish I could have a friend." And
That's sad, man.
I don't mean disaster. Like, this girl's a fucking idiot. Just like, I still feel bad for this girl.
Because she was part of a hard time.
She could not cope. I mean, if this fucking kid can cope... If this girl's more messed up than this fucking idiot, then that's sad. But yeah, she was... But honestly, she was neither sensible nor strong.
Yeah.
This girl would cry at the slightest provocation. I once made her cry by unplugging her amp and band.
Yeah, that's mean, man.
Well, I didn't do it on purpose. I just unplugged the amp because I thought it was mine.
Oh, okay. That's fair. Anyway. Okay, keep going. I want to hear about these other ladies.
I think she likes me, though.
That's good.
Yeah, maybe she did. Christine. Then I just say, the next girl's Christine. She's like Chelsea and Ashley, but I feel like I know her.
Have you ever talked to her?
This girl would go on to be friends with Nicole and date my friend Arthur after Nicole dumped him.
Oh, wow.
She was a crazy bitch. Not Nicole.
Oh, okay.
Christine. I don't know.
But
I think
she's friends with Nicole.
Last I heard, she had a kid like 3 or 4 years ago, but she was friends with Nicole, kind of. Remember Christine?
Yeah.
This was when she first came to school.
Christine's in the journal.
And she's like Chelsea and Ashley, but I feel like I know her. What that means. And then also Kelly. She started out being mean, but she now is just quiet. Do you remember Kelly? She was friends with, like, Nicole and all those people.
No.
Anyway. She looked kind of like a dude. The boys are Sean. Sean was here in grade 3, but moved back. He's such a goof. Sean was actually a friend of mine. That was Sean Hartley. and Tyler, who is sort of like Tyrell, sort of mean, rude, and obnoxious, but I'll get over it. I actually had one of my only fist fights with this kid this year, and I don't know if it's in the journal, but I remember in like January I had a fist fight with this kid, Tyler.
Wow, who won?
Probably him. And then we became friends over Diddy Kong Racing. That game came out, and we were like best friends.
That's
after
Diddy
that.
Diddy Kong Racing.
It was like Mario Kart, but with Donkey Kong characters.
Oh.
Well, I'm in grade 6. I think that my brother will be getting GoldenEye for his birthday. We rented it and loved it. Pat had a sleepover and we played GoldenEye, but I don't have it yet.
Your brother is really, has much better taste in video games than you.
My brother is just all around cooler than I am.
Yeah.
November 21st, 97. Okay, we skipped another month. Haven't written in a while, but here goes. What a great day! All right, here we go. Why was it so great, Joey?
I ate some pizza.
First, I had a good report card. Liar. When did you ever have a good report card in grade 6? Then a holy hour. What the fuck is a holy hour?
Well, read it from the Bible again.
Probably. I don't know what a holy hour is. Then we had the dance. I did something I've wanted to do for a long time.
Oh, wow.
I killed a man. Here it is. Let's see who I danced with. I slow danced with someone.
Sean.
My first slow dance.
Sean.
It was with Jenny.
Oh.
The girl who would be the goth I told you about.
Is that Jenny at the front? Jenny from the front?
The one that I scratched Carly out for.
Yeah.
I had a very on-and-off thing with Jenny, I guess. Okay, seriously though, why would this girl let me dance with her when I write, I slow dance with Jenny Ball.
In the first entry, Joey wrote he really likes this girl Carly, and then he scratched out her name and wrote that he really liked Jenny.
Yeah.
He went back in time.
This kid went back and reread his journal and like edited shit.
Yeah, and then you finally
danced with
Jenny.
No, I also say things like, I like this girl, but thankfully she has no idea. I sound like a creepy stalker guy. Yeah.
I was just hiding the bushes.
Yeah, exactly. No, the best thing, okay, so I ride dance with Jenny Ball, yippee. Her name is Jenny Ball, I just gave her last name away.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well. Yippee. And the great thing is, she asked me. The great thing is, I didn't have to do anything. All of the onus was on her. And I was scared, but I did it with some help from Francis and Joel. I remember this because they
like push you?
Yeah. I remember them having to like stand there and like position me because I was so fucking scared.
Were you like a huge kid? I'm not being mean.
No, I was short and gangly as fuck.
Really?
Because now I'm tall and fat, but I was like really skinny and
like,
really gangly.
Do you remember when we played that
short
laser tag at your birthday?
Yeah. My 25th birthday?
No, not your birthday. No. Sorry, it was your stag.
Oh, my
stag.
Bachelor party?
Yeah.
When I was 23.
So do you remember like there was all those young kids there and there was that one really big kid and all the other kids like used him as like a human
shield? That
and
wasn't me.
That's how I pictured you.
Like
oh, really?
Until grade 10 I was short. Like I was like 5'6" for a long time. Anyway. So with some help from Francis and Joel, I like how he says it like it's an accomplishment, not like two other people had to like physically position me because he was such a fucking idiot he couldn't dance with a girl. She was a good dancer. We were both nervous. Now, okay, again, good dancer. Grade 6 dance is arms straight out. No, this was slow dance, dude. Like, you touch her sides, and she has her arms on your shoulder, and you're as far away as possible, and you just sway.
Yeah.
It looks more like you're in the Wicker Man than anything else. I can't wait to do it again. Just wait for sex, dude. You're gonna... How excited he is about this. I touched a girl's midriff. She was a good dancer. It was our first slow dance, I think. Like, for me, I know it was mine.
He's trying to play it off.
Yeah, I'm trying to say, like, well...
Hey, man, it's all good. I danced another time, but I didn't write it.
No, this is... I know what he's saying. He's saying, it was mine for sure. I don't know about her.
Oh, okay.
It's possible that some other dude danced with her as well. Well, I'll try to write more often. Okay, let's turn the page and see if he keeps his word. November 22nd! Good job, bud!
Because he's having a good time,
the
man.
Next day.
Some stuff is happening. Still thinking about that dance.
Boy, yeah, he is. That's the first thing. Boy, a wild day. I haven't been able to concentrate on anything all day. I can think... all I can think about is Jenny. The dance, my dance, the song. What the fuck? I've been sorting out the events, or at least trying to. It's all I could think about. Practically every girl reminded me of her since grade 3. I've always fantasized about dancing with her. I've always fantasized about dancing. This kid's just like, if only I could dance.
You're like a dance.
That's like Save the Last Dance. I'm like Julia Stiles. Holy Christ.
I'm going to express myself.
Jeez, all I can think
dance.
About is that, and I get a funny feeling in me every time.
Oh, wow.
I think of it. Well, I can't even keep my mind on this, so I'm going to stop. But I came back and wrote some more at 9:01.
Played some Mario Kart.
I've been trying to rest. Oh my god, holy shit, I'm gonna give you a blow-by-blow of the dance. I write it down. Starting, I've been trying. Okay, starting from minute one. Now, here is the coolest way you can start off the dance. The first time you dance with a girl. Mom and me walked in and I bought a Pepsi. Yeah, so Mom and I walked into the dance and had a Pepsi. I had no idea what was going to happen that night. And I never thought it could happen to me. It's like a penthouse diary.
Oh, man.
Holy fuck. Two, drank a bit, saw Sean, ran after him.
Drank a bit.
Of the Pepsi. And I saw Sean and ran after
him. Hit the hard stuff.
There he is, get him. Jesus. Three, disco fever. past Jenny. She had her coat on and was with Francis. Well, I don't know why that's a
Francis.
Problem. Fucking Francis. Francis was a girl.
Oh, okay.
Number four, normal dancing for 15 minutes.
What is normal dancing?
I don't know. Not slow dancing, I guess.
Pogo.
And I kept catching glimpses of Jenny. I'm romanticizing this because there's no way the whole time I was like, there she is.
There she is.
Well, I'm normal dancing.
Like the crowds are like, well, you're normal dancing, which is probably jumping up and down with the arms
but,
at your sides.
I don't know which
and
is
the,
it.
The crowds would part and you'd catch a glimpse of her.
But what I want to know is this, first, am I normal dancing or is it disco fever? First it was disco fever, now I'm normal dancing.
Now you're normal dancing. Disco fever is different, man. This is 1997.
I guess. Number five, slow dancing couples swaying.
What?
But not me. Joel,
not
Scott, and I are off hiding in the right corner exit and chatting about how we were the only three left who hadn't danced with a girl.
Wow,
which is weird
wow.
because I remember Joel and Scott, like Scott especially. I'm sure that
he's
kid's
a ladies'
got,
man.
That kid's got bro hoes in different area codes, man. Joel had to go to reform school.
Because he kept putting the. Putting
I think
it
he
down.
Had like ADD or something.
Oh.
He was a good dude.
I think you have ADD from this journal.
Definitely. Number six, Macarena. In front of me, Scott, behind Joel, acting foolish. I don't know what that means. Scott, beside Scott was Jenny. She is very good at the Macarena. How can you be bad at the Macarena?
Hey, Macarena.
She's good at the Macarena.
Hey, man. It's a turn
on. Oh, Christ. More slow dances. Yeah, it's like she's just like, look how good she is at the Macarena.
Oh, man. She's the
total
package.
I'm
going
to totally dance with that girl. I've been fantasizing since I was in grade three.
Yeah.
More slow dances. Me in the corner. Me in the corner hiding from Scott and Joel. I was hiding with them earlier. Now I'm hiding from them who were trying to drag me to Jenny. I still do chicken.
Yeah.
I chicken soup. Okay, Scott.
Because they're probably
and
like,
Joel.
God, just dance with her, man. And just shut up about it. You've been telling us this is grade
yeah,
three.
Like, Jesus Christ, Joey. Scott and Joel and I spinning on ground. I don't
You're
know.
Breakdancing.
I caught two glimpses of Jenny talking to some girl. She was giggling. The girl, I mean. Like, that's important.
Those retards.
Don't.
They're
actually right. Don't know why.
Yeah.
This is important. It's,
oh my God, look at those retards spinning
yeah,
on the ground.
That's what I was like, what are they doing? She's like, I'm going to marry that boy. I'm going to dance with him. No. Dizzy, lying on ground.
Just vomited on myself.
After Joel, Scott, and I were spinning. So they were spinning me, and I was on the ground resting when Francis came over.
Just lying in the. Just lying in the.
I'm resting from spinning.
It's a break, guy. Just stop it.
When Francis came over and asked, will you dance with Jenny on the next slow dance?
Oh, Francis initiated.
So she comes over, she's like, hey.
So she had an intermarry as well.
Okay, I'm just resting.
Yeah.
Well, hey, since you're down there. I said, yes. Scott and Joel looked surprised and said, huh? They couldn't believe it. They were trying to fucking drag me to her earlier. Now they're like, I can't believe it's going to happen. Dicks? What happened to my wingman? Now they're like, you'd never do it, Joey. Ugh. And now was where it changed my whole weekend.
Oh my God.
It doesn't say change my whole life. It says change my whole weekend. He doesn't think too far ahead this
no,
way.
No, he doesn't.
He's just like, yeah. All right, last fast dance. Couldn't concentrate. My stomach was doing backflips and jumping into my throat. It is a little cute. Last song. I find Jenny and Francis nearby.
What song is it? Does it tell me what song?
I don't know. Let's see.
I would do anything for
Oh my God, it does say what it is.
Brian Adams.
Okay, I find Jenny, Francis nearby dancing with Danny.
That's weird.
It was a slow dance. It was Celine Dion. It was My Heart Will
Go On. Oh, really?
It was My Heart Will Go On.
That's awesome.
We were so nervous. We just stood there looking over to Francis and Danny as if saying help.
Wow.
She's like, I'm like, hey, you want to spin all around?
Yeah.
Want to spin me?
Yeah, I'll spin you.
You
want to spin me? I'm really
so
good.
So Jenny, Francis prodded Jenny on. We finally started, and we swayed side to side.
Ooh.
And I wish the song would never end. See, now when I hear that song, I'm like, fuck this song.
But
you'd think
a
that song
memory.
Would like mean something to me now, but I still hate that song. After the dance, we'd pass each other smiling, I guess, and then I went home and couldn't sleep. Every time I think of it, my stomach feels weird, and it's... Oh, what does that even say? It's like tons of bunny, and it's soft like tons of bunnies.
Nothing's changed.
I'm going to try sleeping, oh, but Joey. All I can think about is Jenny.
You tell me it's soft like bunnies.
I even, rather than counting sheep, I think of the dance. Did I count sheep a lot? Like, I thought only cartoon characters did that
shit. I thought
you
listened to music.
I'm going to try to sleep, but I'm not sure if I will. November 23rd. Well, I had a good day. First, I had to go buy shoes at Walmart. I hate those shoes, but they'll do. I hate those shoes.
Why wouldn't you speak up?
I guess they'll do.
Oh,
I was confirmed today, and Rob got GoldenEye.
So, wow, see, Rob has such a
better Rob is, I want to read his journal.
The confirmation yeah. Rob got a sweet
Rob
video
got a video game. I got shoes that I hated.
Oh, they were dress shoes. That's why.
Maybe, that's why
yeah,
I
they
hate
were
them.
Dress shoes.
I just like, I hate those shoes, but they'll do.
I had to go to confirmation.
I think she saw me as she was wearing a black dress. What does that mean?
Maybe she was at confirmation.
She
as
looked
well.
Very beautiful, as always.
Oh, wow. Was there a comment yeah. there?
My mind was okay always. Today. I didn't think about it all the time, but I'm glad I did when I did. I'm happy when I think of it. Well, I expect I'll be moving along. See y'all later. Adios. I
wow.
turned into a cowboy at the end of that one. Oh, my God.
I think,
Holy fuck.
I think that's where we need to cap it, man.
I think so. I think that's a good place to leave
yeah.
off. I mean, so
the
next time we're going to have...
Joey G.
We jump into December, and then we move into the Garfield Journal before coming back in May, because I lost the Garfield Journal for a while. So, oh. yeah. So there you go. That's the
wow.
first installment of
the
Young
Chronicles
Joey.
Of Young Joey G.
Chronicles of Young Joey G. Michael, thank you for sitting here and listening to that.
Oh, episode. You're getting into Star Wars.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah. That's his Joey 1 Kenobi.
Oh, God.
What 006. Does it say in the heart? What's in the heart?
JG
plus CD. Who's in there?
CD.
What happened to Jenny? I heard CD now. Oh, I know who that is. That's Ooh. Chelsea Dayrit.
You're a bit of a slut.
Totally.
I drew a
Ninja Turtle. That's pretty
you
good.
You spelled Donatello right.
Didn't I?
No.
I keep spelling didn't wrong, too. I put two D's in the middle for some reason.
Chelsea Dayrit was one of my best friends.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I think you were just trying to get close
so
to
So much for sisters before mistas, Nicole. Never mind. Well, that's going to wrap us up today, so be sure to come back and hear the ongoing saga of Young Joey G, The Secret Diary. Michael, thank you for being here.
Well, thanks. I enjoyed that.
Come on back soon and we'll carry on.
Sounds good.
All right.
Goodbye.
Y'all stay classy now. That's my sign off.
Grab yourself a soda or perhaps some snacks. Pick up your feet and let yourself relax. Allow Joe to take your coat and your hat. He welcomes you inside his home for a fireside chat. He welcomes you inside his home for a fireside chat.